Hello. Welcome to EpicSeal MLM Software Podcast. In the world of marketing, businesses are constantly exploring various strategies to promote their products and increase sales. Two popular methods that are often used are direct selling and traditional marketing. While both aim to attract and engage customers, they differ significantly in their approaches and execution. This podcast delves into the core aspects of direct selling and traditional marketing, highlighting their unique features, advantages, and disadvantages. In the ever-evolving landscape of retail, direct selling has emerged as a dynamic and empowering channel for businesses to connect directly with consumers. This approach, which bypasses the traditional retail model and involves selling products and services without the need for an intermediary, has gained popularity for its potential to enhance customer relationships, provide unique selling experiences, and create new opportunities for sellers. In the not-so-distant past, businesses heavily relied on traditional marketing strategies to promote their products and services. From eye-catching billboards to persuasive TV commercials, these offline tactics were the go-to methods for reaching a target audience and driving sales. However, as the digital landscape evolved, so did the way businesses approach marketing. Understanding the key differences between these two strategies can help businesses tailor their marketing efforts effectively and reach their target audience in a more impactful way. Traditional marketing is a concept that revolves around educating customers about a product or service through offline media channels. On the other hand, direct selling involves a more personalized approach, with a brand sales representatives or distributors reaching out to customers directly, often in a one-on-one setting. Direct selling is a sales strategy where companies sell products directly to consumers through personal interactions, typically facilitated by independent distributors or sales representatives. Unlike direct selling, traditional marketing does not rely on individual distributors to sell products. Instead, companies develop marketing campaigns and initiatives to target specific market segments and reach a wider audience. While traditional marketing methods have long been the go-to approach for brand awareness, the rise of direct selling has introduced a dynamic and personalized way for companies to connect with their target audience. Both direct selling and traditional marketing have numerous individual benefits that help businesses grow and improve their sales. The main advantages of traditional marketing are: reach out a wide range of audiences, brand longevity and popularity, and brand awareness. The main advantages of direct selling are: inventory costs, innovative strategies, reducing sales expenses, diverse and dynamic teams, global business growth, and strong customer relations. Both the business models also have their own disadvantages. The main disadvantages of traditional marketing are: costly, low KPIs, and low market segmentation. The disadvantages of direct selling are: it requires recruiting of a large network of distributors. The distributors interacting with the customers must have enough sales knowledge to handle questions and objections, etc. In today's competitive business landscape, companies are constantly seeking the most effective strategies to promote their products and reach their target audience. Two prominent approaches that have been widely debated are direct selling and traditional marketing. While both models have their own benefits and limitations, the success of each largely depends on the environment in which they are being implemented. To know more about this topic, please visit our website. Thank you for listening. Good day to you.